Welcome back to TD Garden. Bruins victorious tonight, 4-3 over the Dallas Stars. We're joined downstairs by the guy who had the game winner tonight, and that is David Pastrnak. David, in the big picture, just overall, what was better for the Bruins tonight?
I think it was a better game structurally for us. We gave up a lot of goals last couple of games. We were focusing on our D zone and playing together, and I think we did wasn't perfect, but we did definitely better job than last couple of games.
David, your 46th goal of the season, the game winner here today. Describe what you saw coming up through the neutral zone and a nice give and go you had with Richie.
Kind of a little bit open ice. Made a move on their F1, and then the ice opened up a little bit, and I saw Nicky kind of flying on the side, so kick it out to him, and kept driving to the net. So what a pass by him, and it was felt good, a little give and go,
Last thing, Pasta. I know it's only one game with Nick Ritchie and Andre Kasha both in the lineup, but what do they both bring to the table for this team?
Yeah, they are a great mix together, They play together in Anaheim, so they got some chemistry, Kaser is a really skilled forward with a lot of speed, and Nicky has a really hard shot and plays really physical. So, great mix for us, and hopefully we can keep winning with them.
Thanks, David.
Thanks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.